This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
اوكي شيخ احمد تفضل ان شاء الله تعالى.
ان شاء الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم انا نحمدك ونشكرك ونصلي ونسلم على سيدنا محمد النبي الامين وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين. My brothers and sisters, it's my pleasure once again to welcome you to another episode in our dua series to power your day. And of course, today we are choosing the Quranic Duas, number 14. This is from Surah Hud, verse number 47. This is the prayer of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, one of the greatest prophets. We have five mighty messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Nuh alayhi salam is one of them. He preached to his people for hundreds of years, but very few people responded. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen human being the freedom to believe or disbelieve. And they are responsible for the choices they make. The taklif, the concept of reward and punishment, is dependent on exercising your freedom to choose. So here is the example Allah is teaching us of his son, Nuh, the son of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, who chose to die as a kafir. He chose to reject willfully. He rejected to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to believe in the messenger of Allah, his own father. And Prophet Nuh alayhi salam tried to save him and pleads to his son. When that, you know, flood is coming and waves all around, he is in that wave and he is drowning, and Prophet Nuh alayhi salam is pleading to him, "My son, repent and come to us as a believer. Join us in the ship." But this rebellious son, who chose to reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and disbelieve, even after seeing the mighty sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he drowns in front of his father. And the Nuh alayhi salam is so much depressed and feeling sad for the fate of his son. And he's turning to the Lord of the worlds, pleading to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save his son from the chastisement of hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, "No, he doesn't belong to you, even though he's your physical son. Innahu amalun ghayru salih. He doesn't belong to you. He's an evil person. And I warn you against asking me of things you have no knowledge of." Then immediately Nuh alayhi salam accepted and surrendered willfully to the ultimate surrender to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because he recognized the wisdom of Allah is supreme. It is unfathomable. Human beings must submit to the will of the Lord. We have occasions in life when we ask ourselves, we may be tempted to ask, "Why this happening to me? why this is happening to the other person. There are things in the universe which cannot be explained rationally by human reason. That is why we believe in the unseen. We believe nothing happens in this world without Allah's will, and His will is based on His supreme wisdom, ultimate wisdom. And as believers, we must surrender to the unfathomable will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the reality, the real meaning of self-surrender. So questions like that may prop up, may come to our mind. Immediately, we need to seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because shaitan will use this kind of questions, this kind of issues to shake our faith so that he can take us with him to Jahannam. So use this dua. You will have occasions in life when you face this kind of test. And you may be tempted to ask Allah of something, questioning His will and wisdom. So immediately turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking His protection and refuge with Him. Rabbi inni a'udhu bika an as'alaka ma laysa li bihi ilm wa illa taghfir li wa tarhamni akum min al-khasirin. Rabbi inni a'udhu bika an as'alaka ma laysa li bihi ilm wa illa taghfir li wa tarhamni akum min al-khasirin. Rabbi inni a'udhu bika an as'alaka ma laysa li bihi ilm wa illa taghfir li wa tarhamni akum min al-khasirin. In the translation, my Lord, truly I seek refuge in you from asking you about matters I have no knowledge of. If you do not forgive me and have mercy upon me, I shall be among the losers. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us, honor us to surrender to His unfathomable will and stop asking questions about issues that are beyond human cognition and understanding and perception. And that is the essence of surrender to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ahyina muslimin wa tawaffana mu'minin wa ahlikna bis-salihin. Ya Allah, honor us to live as Muslims and die in a state of true faith and conviction, and gather us in the company of the righteous people. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.